This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon. I'm Senator Mike Valley, and I want to thank you for attending the Joint Legislative Memorial Service. I want to welcome all the members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. And I want to give a special welcome to the friends and family of those legislators we are honoring here today. I also want to welcome those that are listening via the internet to this memorial service because they could not be here. At this time, I would like the family members and the friends of those legislative members that we are honoring here today to please stand and be recognized. Before we begin, I want to make a couple clarifications. Representative Feichert was going to read the names today as we moved the rows, and he became ill. So like a good seatmate, Representative McCleary is going to be taking his place. So remember that, everyone. You need to be there for your seatmate. Number two is, when Representative McCleary reads those names, we're going to have him put in the district name and their hometown. And please realize that that may not have always been the case. You know, there were redistricting. They may have moved. But we wanted to do that so that we could get an idea of where these representatives serve the state of South Dakota. Because it's every year that we take this time to honor legislators that have passed away. Be they Democrat or Republican, East River or West River, farmer, rancher, businessman, lawyer, teacher, nurse, doctor, accountant, whatever vocation, they all decided to put their roles in their business and in their family on hold while they came to peer to make the laws we live under. However, every other year, several months before they came to Pierre, they made a very tough decision. They made the decision to take the risk of running and possibly losing an election. They walked in parades, they went to meetings, they got their families to hand out flyers and fly swatters and rulers and pencils and candy, and then often drugged them door to door. A couple months after they were elected, each week they drove to Pierre. They drove on ice, they pushed through blizzards, they often defied sub-zero temperatures. And when they got home each week, whether it was at the gas station or after church, friends and neighbors would say, "Why did you support that bill? And why did you vote against this bill?" You know, when voting, sometimes they had to make a decision. And like we know, you don't like either option. But as we also know, it's either A or nay. There are no maybes. We also know that they did not do it for the money. So why did they risk that election to come here to Pierre to serve? Because they wanted to make a difference. Last week, I attended two cases before the Supreme Court. It's a very solemn affair. And I especially remember the litigants stating in defense of their position, "This is what the legislature meant when they passed the law back in 1972. The laws that we legislators, past and now, pass, do make a difference in people's lives. Both then, now, and far into the future." The legislators we are honoring today They understood this, and they loved this state so much they wanted to shape South Dakota to be one of the best places possible to live, work, and raise a family. And as you look at the state of South Dakota, you can be proud because South Dakota stands tall. We want to thank you, the families of these members, for loaning your loved one to this legislature and to the state of South Dakota. We honor these former legislative members for the sacrifices they endured and the work they accomplished. Because it is a South Dakota legislative legacy of which your family members can be very proud. As for us, the current legislators, after getting elected, we probably should attend a Supreme Court case to kind of help us understand the import of what we do here. But the best manner we can do to honor our former colleagues is to remember the votes they made to make South Dakota great, and then to be willing to make some tough votes ourselves. Someday, our name will be part of the ceremony, and we want them to say that we continued that legislative legacy that our former colleagues gave to us. Again, a huge thank you to the families of the legislators who loaned their loved ones to this legislature to make South Dakota great. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Representative Julie Bartling, who will lead us in prayer.
Good afternoon. If you're able to stand, please do so and bow your heads. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we gather here in the harbor of your safety, we thank you for the fellowship of family and friends, but especially for the families of those whom we honor and remember today. We ask that you strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace, so that as we journey onward, we would pour out our love and grace to others. Please hold the families of our dearly departed friends close to you and give them comfort and peace, assuring them that their loved ones are safely surrounded by your loving arms and warmth. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises throughout all of the earth. We ask this in your holy Son's name. Amen.
Whereas the great ruler of the universe has ordered a final adjournment in the lives of seven former members of the South Dakota legislature, namely the Honorable Walter C. Conahan, the Honorable Wilbur Foss, the Honorable Harold D. Cook, the Honorable Walter Dale Miller, the Honorable James G. Ramey, the Honorable Thomas Roby, and the Honorable Louise Van Gerpen. And whereas in the lives of all these eminent public servants, there was noted a profound urgency in an unselfish manner, with trials and vicissitudes often far outweighing honors, but with a consciousness that here in a land of freedom, the dignity of the individual is supreme, that justice must be dispensed, and that only by eternal vigilance and unrelenting effort can self-government of a people be preserved. And whereas it is fitting that we humbly honor the memory of those who have thus contributed to the orderly process of government under the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 91st session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, duly convened in recess session, in recognition of the useful lives and unfailing devotion to the interest of the State of South Dakota, as well as the rectitude of thought and action, and fidelity to the highest principles of American citizenship by these honorable people, that the Senate and the House of Representatives do now pause in their labors out of respect for the memory of their late fellow associates in the functions of government, and note that in their passing, the state that they have served so well has suffered a distinct loss. And though their labors have ceased and they have been laid to rest, the people of this great state have benefited greatly from the services rendered by them. And they have left upon the sands of time an inspiring record of devotion to their fellow citizens under the guiding hand of Almighty God. And be it further resolved that this resolution be printed in the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 91st session of the legislature of the state of South Dakota, now assembled this 21st day of January 2016 at Pierre, South Dakota.
All night a song shining. I will now read the names for the placing of the roses. Walter C. Conahan, Brookings, District 7. Mr. Conahan was elected to the State Senate in 1982 and served three terms. Wilbur Foss, Scotland, District 16. Mr. Foss was appointed to the State Senate in 1961, was elected to the Senate in 1962, and resigned from the Senate in 1963. Harold D. Cook, Gan Valley, District 9. Mr. Cook served as State Representative from 1981 to 1982. Walter Dale Miller, New Underwood, District 10. Governor Miller served as State Representative from 1967 to 1986 and was the first person in South Dakota history to serve as Majority Leader, Assistant Majority Leader, Majority Whip, Speaker of the House, Speaker Pro Tempore, President of the Senate. James Ramey, Wombly, District 26. Mr. Ramey served as State Senator from 1955 to 1964. During his last term, he served as President Pro Tempore. Thomas E. Roby, Watertown, District 4. Mr. Roby served as Mayor of Watertown from 1964 to 1970 and as State Senator from 1982 to 1986. Louise Van Gerpen, Avon, District 18. After her husband's death in 1983, Mrs. Van Gerpen was appointed to fill his vacancy as State Representative and serve in that capacity from 1983 to 1984. This ends the reading of the names.
I invite you to stand and join with me in prayer. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brothers and our sister who have served in the South Dakota State Legislature and have passed away this past year. We thank you for giving them to us as leaders and colleagues in the honorable work of tending to the care of the people and lands and resources of our state. Those of us who are close to these servants of yours, thank you for giving them to us to know and to love as companions in our pilgrimage here on earth. In your boundless compassion, console all who mourn their passing. Give us all faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before. Loving and gracious God, We ask that you would give rest to these your children who are now with you, where sorrow and pain are no more. Into your hands, O merciful Lord, we commend these, your servants. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, sheep of your own fold, lambs of your own flock, sinners of your own redeeming. Receive them into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen.
I couldn't imagine a service of remembrance like this without the contribution of the Riggs High School choir, this chamber choir, they every year bring very meaningful and beautiful music and quite difficult music. And would you join me in showing our appreciation to the choir? And you can remain standing. Remain standing for the benediction. Let's pray. Father, this has been such a special time to honor these dear friends who faithfully labored in their service, and by their leadership, they blessed the people and the state of South Dakota. Rather, through them, you blessed the people and the state of South Dakota. And we ask you now that you would give their dear families a keen awareness of your presence and your love and your care for them that would continue to rival their grief. And remind them, and remind all of us, that you created us not for time, but for eternity, to be with you, the author of life, and to be with one another forever in a place that your word describes as being without tears and without pain, and without death, all possible because of the tears and the pain and the death and the resurrection from death that Jesus experienced. And so we thank you for the hope that you offer us all, that when each of us eventually take our last breath of earth's air, we get to take our first breath of heaven's air. Because you so loved the world that you gave your Son, Jesus, to go before us in death and in resurrection from death. And it is in his incredible name that we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated just for a moment longer?
I want to thank all of you for coming to this memorial service today. I know that over the years, many people have told me it's a very meaningful memorial service, and I'm glad you're here to participate. In just a couple of moments, this vase of roses will be taken back to the speaker's lounge, and we're inviting all of the family members to go there and enjoy some refreshments and pick up one of the roses and take home with you in memory of this memorial service as such. And I would ask the rest of the body here, as the family departs and walks along the gallery area up here and then goes down the back stairway, if you just let the families go down ahead of you so they can begin the fellowship time, we encourage all of you, legislators and guests as well, to go back to the speaker's lobby and be part of this special time for these families. I also want to thank everyone that's participated in it. The choir, as has been noted, has done a tremendous job. They set the tone, and we appreciate them coming down, and we appreciate the director in leading and being part of this year after year. I want to also thank the LRC staff who put this together, and I want to especially thank the Capital Club, who is providing the refreshments back in the lobby. And if you're not aware of it, but the Capital Club is made up of spouses of all of the legislators here, both in the Senate and in the House. We certainly want to thank all of you for being here. This concludes our 2016 memorial service. Thank you. You are dismissed. Family first, please.